Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Chairwoman McDaniel, welcome back to Philadelphia, or at least our area. Thanks for joining us. What are you going to be doing in our area today?
Well, I'm going to have a couple of events in Bath. I'm going to do a tax roundtable with some local businesswomen to talk about the effects of the tax cuts and the tax reform coming out of Washington, what would that would mean for their businesses. And then I'm going to have a campaign rally type stop in Bucks County.
Ah, okay. Toward what end, the campaign rally stop in Bucks County?
Just to help highlight what the president's been focused on and also highlight our commitment to Pennsylvania. We're going to be here for the long haul, and we're really looking forward to taking on Senator Casey in November and flipping Pennsylvania red once again.
Well, I commend that because, you know, my criticism was in the past we didn't have the ground game, people like you coming in and keeping people abreast of things and inspired and ready to move forward. But on the tax thing, this is something you and I know, and this is a principal thing that has to get done. What do you say if you're asked by the media today, well, how are we going to do that when we couldn't even after 7 years repeal Obamacare, or it appears to be the case?
Well, we don't know with Obamacare,
okay.
And Republicans are trying. I mean, people do need to take note. It did pass the House with 217 votes. The Senate, we have three senators. We were just shy of the votes that we needed. We had 49 votes. We had three senators who voted against it last go-round. We don't know what it's going to be this go round, but Republicans are trying. Democrats continue to sit on their hands and ignore the problem that they've created with our healthcare markets. But with tax reform, I really consider it part of the four-legged stool of kickstarting our economy that President Trump has focused on. First, deregulation. He's accomplished that. Second, better trade deals, which he has emphasized and already pulled out of bad trade deals that are more focused on advantaging the American worker. Three, energy independence, getting that Keystone pipeline and the Dakota pipelines up and running, and then focusing on expanding our coal production. And then the fourth will be tax reform. And that's going to really get us going. We've been under anemic growth with President Obama and his bad policies. And President Trump and Congress are looking to kickstart our economy, bring jobs, get wages up, and really have better growth than what we've seen.
We're talking with RNC Chairwoman McDaniel, who's here in our area today. I agree with all that you said, but those things can go away unless we get policy put into law, right? So, I mean, that's where we are. That's the accomplishment that is missing. What's your stance with these holdout Republicans who are seemingly all over the place? It's very hard to come up with anything that's going to reform these things that meets the needs of getting to the number of 50.
Well, we have two things at stake, not just the repeal and replace of Obamacare. We also have to show that we can govern when we are given the majority, because we're going to be going back to voters in 2018 and saying, please return the majority to Republicans. Because here's what's going to happen, Dom. If we don't get repeal and replace, or if we can't push forward the things that we ran on, especially with repeal and replace, we're going to be talking about single payer, which will be $32 trillion. On our economy. It will raise taxes, it will decimate our healthcare system, and it will take America right down the path of Europe and turn us into a socialist nation. So Republicans need to understand what's at stake. There is still a binary choice here right now. Are you going to take us further away from Obamacare, or are you going to double down and take us closer to single payer? So it's a critical time for our party. Republicans are working together. We have three. We do need to expand those margins. That's why we need to win that seat in Pennsylvania
Absolutely.
In 2018. We need a bigger margin in the Senate,
Now, the big issue out there today, I'm sure that you know, and you'll be asked about it here, and I think it's a major issue. I don't think it's frivolous at all. I'm glad the president took on the NFL and some of these issues at that campaign rally, maybe not with the profanity, But what's the RNC? What is your thought of what the stakes are here now after the NFL reaction to the president yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, the president of the United States is our commander in chief. He is the one who sees the flag drape caskets when they come back to our country. He is the one who sends our men and women into harm's way. It weighs heavily upon his shoulders. So for him to say, respect our flag, stand for the flag and the anthem, that is exactly what the president should be doing. And as these players who are millionaires are sitting there in the land of opportunity, seeing their dreams realized, this is not the venue to disrespect those who are giving the ultimate service to our country.
I would say, too, I know your role here, too. I know the RNC is very sensitive to this, continuing to reach out to all Americans. And this is not about race. In fact, the Republican Party wants to do anything imaginable to expand what we believe in, limited government, conservative principles, low taxation, to minorities or women or to anybody. You're a perfect example of an outreach toward women that we get criticized for.
Yeah, this is not about race. And of course, we know that there are issues in our country that we need to work together on. I just don't think this is the format or the forum to be sitting down during our anthem, to be kneeling and not respecting our flag, especially when we do have so many serving our country overseas. And they're of all ethnicities, and they're men and they're women. I just think it's disrespectful. And the president of all people, I think, carries that weight on his shoulders when he's, expanding our troop levels in Afghanistan, like he just recently decided to do. When we're looking at what we have to face with North Korea, when you look at a president who took action decisively in Syria as they're poisoning women and children with chemical weapons. I mean, this is a president who has the weight of lives on his shoulders. And so I don't blame him for getting upset and saying, respect our flag, respect our veterans, respect our servicemen and women.
Well, thank you for joining us. You'll be in Bath, Pennsylvania today, and then a campaign-style rally after the businesswoman roundtable. Where will that be, in Bucks County?
Yeah, that's going to be in the Bucks County headquarters.
Very good. Well, thank you, Chairwoman. Thank you for joining us today, as always.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.